You are welcome to the 5-Minute Daily Devotion Podcast brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. I am Olusegun Mokuolu. Our Bible text is Psalm 105, verse 17 to 22. He sent a man before them, Joseph, who was sold as a slave. They hurt his feet with fetters. He was laid in irons until the time that his word came to pass. The word of the Lord tested him. The king sent and released him. The ruler of the people let him go free. You will notice the scripture says that God sent Joseph. But in the same verse, he said Joseph was sold as a slave. So, as far as God was concerned, he was sent. But from a human perspective, he was sold. He was sold to save slavery. He was sent to save, but he was sold to slavery. You need to understand that the purpose of God and the vehicle of God may not look alike. In other words, the vehicle by which God will use to take you to your purpose may not look alike. If God was sending a man to rescue the world from hunger and from death, why will he do it through slavery? Why will he send Joseph through slavery? As far as God was concerned, Joseph was actually sent. Men were perpetuating their wickedness to Joseph. Because look at how he was sold. There was envy on the part of his brothers. And that led them to sell him into slavery. And he became a slave. And then he refused to commit unrighteousness. And his life was made worse. And he became a prisoner. All of this, God was using it to ensure that he learned where he was going. Sometimes, the vehicle by which God will take you to arrive at where you will fulfill your purpose may not look like your purpose. But that does not mean that you are not on the right path. People can be doing things to you. In fact, God can use a wicked spouse to guide you to your purpose. God can use a tragic event to guide you to your purpose. You will be asking yourself, why is everybody against me? Why is it that in this place of work, I don't do anything wrong, and yet they are always seeking at how they will have me sacked, how they will destroy me, how they will do that to me? It could be God that is orchestrating your life into his purpose. You must have something at the back of your mind. As a child of God, if you are walking worthy of the Lord and you are not partaking in anything evil, whatever persecution and challenges that are coming your way, you can almost be sure that it is God who wants to lift you, who wants to take you to the next phase of your purpose in life. That is not the time to grumble and hate people and wonder, what have I done wrong? You know, some people, what your problem is that you can't understand why people are wicked when you have not done anything wrong. That's your problem. Let's say you have done something wrong now. You will actually understand. But you are just wondering, I've not done anything wrong to this person. I've not done anything wrong here. I've treated this person well. I've treated this person right. Why would they still treat me like this? It's possible that you are being sent to a place. God can use scholarship to get you to another country for his purpose. God can use education to bring you into a country. He can use employment. He can use permanent resident visa. He can use visa lottery. But all of that, even though they look like human processes, is working divine process. The problem is that most people can't recognize the hand of God. they may either become bitter at God or become self-centered, living for themselves. Somebody may not know that the reason he went to embassy and told them that he was going to go and study nursing and they gave him approval for visa was God. You may think it's because your application was good. There are people whose application were better and they denied them visa. So you get to the US, you study nursing, you start working. In your mind, life is about you. So you begin to consume life over there on yourself. You will forget, you will not even recognize that it was God, because it was not as if God sat you down one day and said, oh, my daughter, oh, my son, I am sending you to America. So you just think that, well, where is God in all of it? I want to ask you, where is God with Joseph? And did you notice something that happened to Joseph? In verse 18, the Bible says, they hurt his feet with fetters. So in case you think maybe the process was not painful for Joseph, it was. They hurt him. Can you imagine? They chained his leg. He was in pain. And in all of this, it was God sending Joseph. But then the way God sent, it may not look like your understanding of being sent. That's why you must be sensitive to the Holy Spirit to know what he wants to do to your life. Things just don't happen, particularly in this kingdom, if in Christ Jesus. The hand of the Pharisees were against Christ, and they led him to the cross. But did you know in the end, it was God's hand, so that you and I can be saved? Did you know God sent Jesus Christ? He said, as the Father has sent me, have I sent you? But does that look like God sending him? So you may be wondering, what is it that I have done to this my spouse? I have been good. I have done the best. I have cared for this person. I've taken care of this person. Why is this person paying me back like this? You say that frustration coming from that spouse may be a sending. It may be God sending you to a higher work in Christ so that you will learn how not to be bitter. You will learn how to forgive. Did you know Joseph forgave all of those who hurt him? And he preserved all of their lives. He was sold to slavery, yet it was God sending him. May God give you understanding. Thank you for listening. You can reach us on this number, +234 818 615 7852. Our web address is livingthrone.org. You can email us info@livingthrone.org. Until next time, occupy till Jesus comes.